Monarch butterflies are probably the best-known kind in North America. They're the ones with the orange and black wings, the ones that migrate south to Mexico for the winter. Scientists say the monarch population has a problem.
The problem is that the population is going down, down, down.
That's Chip Taylor. He's the director of Monarch Watch, an organization based in Kansas. Their primary focus right now is monarch conservation. They're trying to restore habitats for monarch butterflies.
We're losing a lot of habitat in this country due to development and due to changes in agricultural practices.
Monarch butterflies need different plants and flowers to live. One plant, milkweed, is crucial. But monarchs are having a harder and harder time finding that food source because humans are killing it off, and they're doing it pretty efficiently. Farmers kill milkweed because they don't want weeds in their crops, and home gardeners often pull up milkweed if they find it.
The problem with milkweed is it's called weed. It's called a milkweed, and people are, you know, hesitant to deal with anything that's called a weed.
Humans killing the milkweed means a big habitat loss for monarchs.
About 100 million acres of habitat.
Monarch Watch has a campaign called Bring Back the Monarchs. They're encouraging people to restore the habitat and set up way stations. Way stations are like rest stops for monarchs. They're places in gardens where monarchs can stop and find food and shelter during their long migrations. Christine Bach lives in Chattanooga, and she's concerned about the loss of monarchs and other types of butterflies.
I am helping some different schools set up little monarch way stations.
Bach is actually a butterfly professional. She works at the Tennessee Aquarium in their butterfly garden.
You can see we have a lot flying around. See, there's the blue morpho right there.
So if anybody wants to email me, cjb@tennis.org, I'd love to help people set up a monarch or butterfly way station.
Monarch Watch in Kansas is distributing milkweed on a large scale. They're partnering with different organizations and taking orders.
We have distributed about 25,000 milkweeds in this, our first year, and I'm thinking that next year will probably be 40,000, maybe even better.
Monarch Watch and a natural landscaping group, the Wild Ones, have a Wild for Monarchs campaign going on. People are encouraged to order milkweed and plant it in their local communities.
One of the Tennessee chapters down there recently got a lot of plants from us, milkweed plants, that they're using to reestablish milkweed in a lot of the areas of Tennessee.
The local Wild Ones chapter is called the Tennessee Valley Wild Ones. About 130 individuals and families have memberships, and they've been around for about a year. Sally Wenzel is the president.
In January, we ordered 1,500 plants.
1,500?
Yeah, that's a lot of milkweed, indeed.
And why would you get them from Monarch Watch specifically? Why did you decide Kansas was the place to get them from?
Well, Kansas ramped up for this effort. It's a nationwide effort, and because we were getting the opportunity to buy them for a very good price and genetically from the right area, we jumped on the opportunity. Plus, we got to select the species. We ordered 5 different species.
There is another way to get milkweed. People could just buy seeds and grow milkweed from scratch, but that's not always very fast or efficient. Christine Bach has tried growing it from seeds.
I was just curious to see, you know, what kind of germination rate I would get on them. So,
what kind of rate did you get?
Well, I got about 25%, which I wasn't happy.
Chip Taylor says something similar.
If you send out seeds, the germination rate's really low. It doesn't work very well.
The best way to get milkweed sprouting quickly is to plant the plants themselves. So Monarch Watch ships out little milkweeds that they call plugs.
Maybe 3 or 4 inches tall by the time we ship them. And these plants are really easy to transplant. They'll usually survive the transplanting process. If we send out seedlings, that probably wouldn't work.
The Tennessee Valley Wild Ones have done several things with the 1,500 plants that they've ordered. They sold some of them to their members. They sold some to the general public at the Chattanooga market. And they're giving away some of the plants.
And our intention is to donate those plants to communities that want to have a monarch way station or pollinator garden.
Just to be clear, adult monarch butterflies need several different plants, such as nectar flowers like purple coneflower and scarlet sage, as well as milkweed, but young monarchs feed exclusively on milkweed. The sap of this plant is actually toxic to many creatures, but the young monarchs have got to have it. As for what milkweed looks like, well, in spite of the weed part of the name, milkweed looks more like a flower with bright blooms and different colors depending on the species.
Once you really look at the plants, they are beautiful, the flowers are unique, and very importantly, they're not only the host plant for the caterpillar, but all these milkweeds also are nectar plants for a whole range of butterflies that come through the area.
Right now, the Tennessee Valley Wild Ones here in Chattanooga has milkweed to spare. You can contact the organization by email, ChattanoogaNativePlants@gmail.com. That's all one word, ChattanoogaNativePlants@gmail.com. You're listening to A Roundabout Chattanooga. I am Michael Edward Miller.